I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1110, Cynical Christian. I used to think I was a realist, but truthfully, I'm coming to believe it's more easy to tip me over to be a pessimist, or worse yet, even a cynical Christian. I think it's easy to continue down that dark road. After all, the world isn't getting better, people seem to be less trustworthy, and it's just simpler to expect negative outcomes, and then you're not disappointed when they happen. But that's not the way of Jesus. Peter Adams wrote, "Cynicism today, as at any time, contradicts the three vital signs of Christianity, according to Paul: faith in Jesus, love for all the saints, and hope as we await the return of Christ." 1 Corinthians 13, 1 Thessalonians 1, and Colossians 1. Let's see if we can put the kibosh on being a cynical Christian. This podcast, T2G, is about love, loving God authentically, not cynically, and loving others genuinely, not just suspiciously. We want Jesus to live a life of love through us. But it's not just Christians who have become more cynical. It's everyone. The postmodernistic reality is human reason and scientific discovery haven't made the world and people better. We've lived through countless wars, disputed elections that caused people to doubt their leaders, pandemics where quote-unquote science seems inept to explain or even contain. The Cynic's Dictionary defines a cynic this way: an idealist whose rose-colored glasses have been removed, snapped in two, and stomped into the ground, immediately improving his vision. That's kind of cute. But we should be God's people, not just surrender to this Eeyore attitude where every silver lining has a dark cloud. Do we just continue critiquing and complaining like everybody else around us? I don't think so. Because to be a cynic is to be a functional deist who believes that God is not involved in the world today and we're on our own. Well, I don't believe that. Do you? Paul wrote to the Colossians, "The Son is the image of the invisible God. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, making peace by the blood of his cross." The problem is cynicism is contagious, but so is hope, so is faith, and so is love. You become like what you hang around. So which view of the world are you hanging around? Got Question says, "The Bible has examples of people being cynical. Job struggled with pessimism in the days of his torment, cursing the day of his birth. Jonah showed a cynical attitude toward Nineveh in his belief that the Assyrians did not deserve God's forgiveness. When Philip went to his friend Nathanael to bring him to Jesus, Philip said, 'We found the one that Moses wrote about in the law, and him of whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth.' Nathanael's response drips with cynicism. 'Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?' After Nathanael met Jesus for himself, his cynicism melted away and he became one of Jesus' first disciples. But podcast family, cynics aren't praised. People of faith are. Dan DeWitt gives 5 signs that you're turning into a cynical Christian. Sign number 1, you expect everything to go wrong. Number 2, you see the worst in people. Number 3, you think everything in the world is bad. Number 4, you downplay the Holy Spirit's power. And number 5, you forget that Jesus wasn't cynical." Here's the great question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how cynical are you? Let's pray this prayer from J.A. Marks. So what's the opposite of cynical? It's believing, being hopeful, being optimistic, trusting, and undoubting. The nature of Jesus reflects all 5. Father, forgive me for being cynical. Holy Spirit, restore in me these 5 virtues. Heal my heart in these areas and restore me. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1111. And in the meantime, overcoming cynicism means leaning into faith, leaning into hope, leaning into love, instead of gloom and doom and despair. It means walking with God in a broken world, believing that you're on the winning team, And God in you can and is making a difference in the lives of those you love. Let's not be a cynical Christian.